You ever think about, how often car accidents actually happen? I mean, we all get in our cars feeling all confident, maybe a little distracted sometimes, but then bam, an accident. And you start to wonder, how could this happen? So today we're diving deep into that world, specifically in Fulton County, Georgia. We're going to look at how common these accidents really are, the kinds of injuries they cause, and yeah, even what to do if you ever need to navigate the legal stuff afterward.
It's a topic we don't really talk about enough, and to help unpack it, we're drawing on some really insightful information from Bader Scott Injury Lawyers.
And let me tell you, their findings were, pretty alarming. Get this. In 2017 alone, there were almost 64,000 car accidents in Fulton County. That's huge.
It's a staggering number. And you know, it's easy to get caught up in the statistics, but those numbers represent real people, real lives impacted. And tragically, over 1,000 of those accidents resulted in serious injuries, with 115 being fatal.
Wow, that puts it into perspective. And it reminds us that this isn't just about dented cars, it's about the human cost. The injuries, both obvious and the ones you can't see, those can have a lasting impact.
Absolutely. You might think you walked away from a fender bender unscathed, but sometimes symptoms surface later. Traumatic brain injuries, TBIs are a prime example.
TBIs, those are more common in car accidents than we think.
Way more common than people realize. The Cleveland Clinic estimates that about 1 million people in the U.S. experience a minor TBI every year. And even those minor ones, they can have significant consequences. Memory problems, difficulty concentrating, even emotional changes. It's not just a bump on the head.
1 million people. And that's just the minor cases. It's kind of scary how such a seemingly small incident can have such big repercussions.
It is. And that's why we need to understand the full scope of what a car accident can mean, even if it doesn't seem that bad at first. Sadly, nearly 100,000 people who get a TBI each year never fully recover. Think about the impact on their lives, their families, their ability to work. It's a serious issue.
That's kind of unsettling, you know, thinking about how you could have an injury, not even know it. Like, what if you just shrug it off thinking you're fine?
That's why it's so important to see a doctor after any car accident, even if it seems super minor. You know, adrenaline can mask pain and injuries.
Yeah, like you don't always feel it right away.
Sure.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about getting checked out. It's about making sure everything is properly documented by a medical professional.
Ah, that makes sense, especially if things get legal, right?
Right. Having that documentation can be crucial.
So let's talk about the legal stuff. Say you're in an accident that wasn't your fault. You're hurt. The medical bills are piling up. What then?
Well, in those cases, you could file a lawsuit to try and recover damages.
Damages, meaning like what exactly?
So damages could include your medical expenses and get this, not just the current ones, but future expenses too.
Future. So it's not just about what you're paying now, but what you might have to pay down the line because of the accident.
Exactly. Let's say you need ongoing physical therapy or maybe even surgery later on. Those costs can add up fast. You might even be able to get compensated for lost wages if you can't work, or, you know, if you can only work part-time because of your injuries.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you even figure out something like lost wages, especially if your ability to work is affected long-term?
It can get complicated, that's for sure, and that's where having a good lawyer really helps. They can bring in experts to see how much you could have earned if the accident hadn't happened. They look at your age, your job, all sorts of things.
So it's about making sure you're not losing out on potential income because of someone else's mistake, right?
Exactly. And remember, it's not just about the money you lose from missing work. It's also about things like pain and suffering.
Oh, right. Pain and suffering. How do you even put a price tag on that? Seems kind of subjective.
It's definitely not as clear-cut as, say, a hospital bill, but it's a really important part of these types of lawsuits. It means looking at how bad the pain is, how long it lasts, how it affects your daily life, you know, your sleep, your work, your hobbies, basically acknowledging that pain and emotional distress are real and can have a huge impact.
So it's about getting you back to where you were before the accident as much as possible.
Yeah.
Right? Taking everything into account.
Yes. And that's where a firm like Bader Scott can really be helpful. They understand the ins and outs of the law in Georgia, and they can put together a strong case to get you the compensation you deserve.
Because let's face it, the legal system can feel like a jungle, especially when you're already dealing with an accident and trying to recover. It's easy to feel lost.
Absolutely. And you know, in Georgia, there are these things called statutes of limitations.
Statutes of limitations. Those always sound so serious. What does that even mean?
Basically, it means there's a deadline for filing a lawsuit. In Georgia, for these kinds of car accident cases, it's generally 2 years from the day of the accident.
2 years? That seems like it could go by pretty quickly.
It really can, and that's why it's crucial to act quickly after an accident. The sooner you talk to a lawyer, the better. They can help you understand your rights, gather evidence, and, you know, just navigate the whole legal process.
It's like you need someone in your corner who really knows the ropes.
Exactly. And the legal world can be confusing, especially after an accident. It's a lot to deal with.
For sure. And that's where a firm like, well, like Bader Scott Injury Lawyers can help, right? They do those free consultations. So even if you're not sure about anything, like if you even have a case, you can just talk to them, get some advice, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly. Because it's important to have that access to legal expertise, especially when you're already going through a lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into car accidents, I think the big takeaway is that they happen more often than we realize, and their impacts can be a lot bigger than we think, right?
Absolutely. It's about understanding those hidden risks, being prepared, and knowing what to do to protect yourself, especially your rights, if you're ever in that situation.
Which brings us to a final thought. We've talked about how common accidents are, the injuries, the legal stuff. So What can you do right now to be ready, just in case? Something to think about, because knowledge is power, right? And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll be back next time, ready to explore more and help you navigate whatever life throws your way.
Until then.